The once sleepy town of Williston, North Dakota, is now a booming hub of business, thanks to new ways to extract oil from shale deposits in the region. And everyone wants a piece of the action.
I tell you, Williston right now is it's the fastest growing micropolitan in the nation. That city's under 50,000 people.
Sean Wanko is the assistant director of the Williston Economic Development Office. He admits his organization and the state of North Dakota are having a hard time keeping up with the number of people and businesses pouring into the region.
And you just see the construction that is going vertical is just phenomenal. We've done over $1.2 billion in permit valuations in the last 3 years in the city of Williston.
Vactor Manufacturing received one of those permits. The Illinois-based business makes large industrial vacuum systems mounted on trucks, typically used by municipalities as a way to clear out sewers and storm drains. Vactor's equipment can also be used at oil rigs and storage tanks, increasing the demand for its products in North Dakota's oil fields.
There's probably 25 plus competitors in the marketplace today, and all of them are trying to get into North Dakota.
General Manager Sam Maselli says his company recently built a service center in Williston to maintain the trucks and equipment they've been selling to companies in the oil fields.
Being able to support that piece of equipment, it's an incredibly harsh environment. It's a highly demanding market, so when a machine goes down or they need a spare part, they need it now. I've never been in a place where money's no option. If you have it, I'll pay for it, which is a real interesting prospect for a manufacturer. So our challenge is to figure out how to get more of it out there.
But he says one of the biggest challenges has been recruiting and retaining service center employees.
You not only have to pay well, but you have to provide housing, and you have to provide some incentives to keep those guys on your job.
Because of higher rates of pay for many jobs, North Dakota leads the nation in net migration. The state's economy has grown 5 times faster than the national average over the last several years. And the western part of North Dakota is expected to see a 50% population expansion over the next several decades as more companies try to cash in on the oil boom. Which is why Sean Wanko says Williston is planning for the long term.
We're going to do $258 million in our roads. We're looking at upgrading our wastewater treatment facility, relocating the airport, upgrading our landfill, upgrading city government buildings, fire halls, police stations, everything that makes a city go around.
Which should help deal with two other factors that are growing: the need for social services and the crime rate. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Williston, North Dakota.